And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
Welcome to the Whisper Watch podcast. I hope you guys have had a great day. If you have not, I aim not to make it any worse, okay?
Whisperwatch.com.
And in this podcast, I just want to give a little update about what's happening in the world of politics. What we're looking at right now is Hillary Clinton and Trump being in a statistical tie at the moment. The Democratic primary is still ongoing. People are still wanting to have their say about who should be the Democratic nominee and about who is strongest in November to beat Trump. So some really interesting polls are coming out, and like they always do, Clinton supporters are completely dismissing it. They're completely denying that if Hillary Clinton is tied or behind Trump, it's Hillary Clinton's fault. They're trying to blame Bernie Sanders for the fact that she is in a statistical tie with a clown, in my opinion, and what other people consider to be a completely ridiculous, monstrous, unqualified hack. So if you are in a statistical tie with somebody like that, how is that the fault of your opponent? It's not. It's not Bernie Sanders' fault that Hillary Clinton is in a statistical tie with Donald Trump. It is all her, honey. It is her. As I said before in a previous podcast, Hillary Clinton has a lot of baggage. She has a lot of baggage. There's a lot there for the Trump people to get into, to exploit, to use against her. And it's all her, because all of this time, people have been telling us repeatedly for weeks now, probably months now, that Bernie Sanders can't win. He's not going to win. He's so far behind in the pledged delegates. The media has continued to put this out there. And in every poll, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are damn near in a tie. Like, you've already convinced the American public that Bernie Sanders cannot win and that he will not win. And that if you know, something happens and he trounces her in these remaining states, that is not going to matter because Hillary Clinton is absolutely going to win. Okay. You've already put that message out there. So when the Wall Street Journal and MSNBC or NBC or whoever is doing these polls, when they go out here and they poll these people and they talk to these are people who have been told for weeks that Bernie Sanders cannot win, that he has no chance, okay? So when you are polling Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump and Donald Trump is in a statistical tie with her, you're polling people who already think or who may already believe that Bernie Sanders doesn't have a chance. And still, the race is as close as it is. I know it'll make Clinton supporters and her allies in the media feel better to blame Bernie Sanders for her failures, but it is not his fault that the polls between Trump and Clinton are this close. It is just not, okay? Because according to y'all, Hillary Clinton is all powerful. Hillary Clinton has all of this experience. She is a mean, lean political machine, and she's awesome. She's wonderful. She has a great resume. She has so much experience. Okay then, so why is she still tied with somebody who has absolutely no political experience whatsoever? Never been elected to anything. And like Democrats always do, they're going to ignore it and ignore it and ignore it until they're hit by a train, figuratively, of course. But the problem is they don't see this coming. You're too busy blaming somebody else for your baggage, for your problems, for the serious, significant, sustained problems that Clinton has with her own record, with her record as Secretary of State, with the fact that she is still being investigated by the FBI for setting up an entire email server in her house. For the financial entanglements around the Clinton Foundation, for not releasing her Wall Street transcripts to the speeches she allegedly gave. I don't understand why the Democratic establishment is so determined to make every fault of Clinton Bernie Sanders' fault. Oh, if he would just get out of the race. Newsflash, honey, they're polling people and asking them, if you had to make a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who would you choose? And apparently they're splitting the vote. They're not saying Bernie Sanders is in this race, Hillary Clinton is in this race, and Donald Trump is in this race, who would you choose? They're polling each candidate against the Republican nominee. Bernie Sanders, of course, repeatedly in poll after poll after poll for weeks and weeks and weeks now, has been ahead of Donald Trump by double digits. Right now, he's ahead of Donald Trump in one poll. He's ahead of Donald Trump by 15 points. And she's in a statistical tie. That should wake you up. But instead of waking you up, you are looking for a scapegoat. her allies in the media and her Clinton supporters, they're looking for a scapegoat. They're looking for a reason to explain away a fact. And that's the type of shit I cannot stand. I will not abide by it. I will not be silent on. You need to understand that this woman is in serious trouble. Already. It's May. And you are already in a statistical tie with your Republican opponent. Don't blame anybody else. Blame yourself. Blame your supporters who continue to look the other way instead of trying to figure out how to help you solve this problem. Blame your media allies who have tried to lie to the public about how awesome and wonderful you are and that you have everything under control and that there's nothing to worry about, so they don't have to be alert. They don't have to be trying to figure things out. They don't have to be trying to help you. They don't have to be trying to push you into a direction that will help solidify your base. They are continuing to ignore it because you're continuing to ignore it, Clinton supporters. You know what? I love it when people try to talk about how Sanders supporters are, quote, delusional and that they don't understand reality. Well, your reality, Clinton supporters and her allies in the media, her reality is that she is in serious trouble. That's your f***ing reality. You deal with that. Why are you worrying about Bernie Sanders supporters not facing reality? You need to take your ass over to a mirror and look in it and understand what's wrong with your candidate instead of trying to apologize or play the apologist in public or try to deny the polls or the polls don't matter. Of course they matter. When this whole race started, you were throwing, and when I say you, I mean Clinton supporters. Clinton supporters were throwing those polls in our faces. He's down 40 points. I don't understand why you're supporting Bernie Sanders. I don't understand this. I don't understand that, because the polls. But the problem is when the polls show her in serious trouble, and this is serious trouble. You can't be tied with a f***er like Trump and not be in trouble. When the polls show her in serious trouble, your default reaction is to deny that the polls matter. And because you keep denying that the polls matter, Donald Trump keeps inching his little ass up and up and up and up. He's creeping up further in these polls against her. Meanwhile, y'all are denying reality like you claim the Sanders people are. You are denying reality. It's time for y'all asses to level with your candidate and tell her that she is in serious trouble. But we don't get the big write-ups in the Washington Post about that. We don't get the big write-ups in whoever, the New York Times, the Daily Beast, or whoever. You don't get those big write-ups. You don't get people using those articles as excuses for not dealing with reality. And the fact that she is in a statistical tie with Donald Trump, what is it? Hillary Clinton 46, Donald Trump 43. With the margin of error being 3 points, that's a statistical tie. And the fact that she's tied with him in honesty and trustworthiness, according to the poll from the New York Times and CBS News, 64% of Americans polled do not think that Hillary Clinton is honest and trustworthy. That's the same as Trump, okay? So the people who think, among registered voters, according to this, 31% thinks Hillary Clinton is honest and trustworthy. 32% think that Donald Trump is honest and trustworthy. Like, what the f*** is that? The f*** is that? The f*** is that? She should not be tied in any poll with this man. The fact that she is means that she has problems. Serious problems that she's not fixing. She can't figure out how to fix. She's too busy talking about her coronation or whatever. She's too busy trying to convince people and Bernie Sanders supporters and whoever that they should bow, yield, kneel before Zod or whatever, and just accept that she's going to be the nominee come hell or high water. And that's the problem. We get in the hell and the high water, okay? Because Donald Trump is, according to this one poll at least, is just a little bit more trusted than you are, Hillary Clinton. That makes no sense. It makes no sense. Not only does it not make sense, it's also not your opponent's fault. It's not Sanders' fault that nobody trusts you. And to the Clinton supporters, it's not Sanders' fault that nobody trusts your candidate. It is your candidate's job to make sure that people understand not only her positions, that people understand that they can trust that she'll stick by them after this primary. And people simply don't trust her. That is not Bernie Sanders' fault. A lot of people didn't trust Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton before Bernie Sanders even got in this race. So you can't blame that on him. You're gonna try and you're gonna be looking stupid in November. I can't. Back in a moment.
WhisperWatch.com. People with power, money, and connections are controlling the entire system. Follow the Twitter account WhisperWatch for more information. The media should stop pretending like they don't know what to do with Donald Trump. Follow the Twitter account WhisperWatch for more information. The oligarchical class of douches wouldn't hesitate to poison your children if that meant 15 more cents in profit for the year. Follow the Twitter account WhisperWatch for more information. WhisperWatch.com.
Welcome back. I think a significant subset of Bernie Sanders supporters who are Democrats and who have always been Democrats have been so, I don't know if disgusted is the correct word, surprised, disillusioned, disappointed in the way that the Democratic establishment has treated not only Bernie Sanders, but the people who support him and who have continued to support him instead of bowing their heads and falling in line and kneeling before Hillary Clinton, to support her in November. And because of that, a lot of them are seriously questioning whether or not they should remain loyal to the Democratic Party. These people will never vote for Trump, okay? Never. But they will not enthusiastically support Hillary Clinton. That means that they won't be advertising for her, that they won't be writing think pieces about her, that they won't be having election parties for her, that they won't be, you know, making sure that they talk to their family, friends, and other people about how important it will be to have her in the White House, what policy positions she's going to push, what she's going to fight for that will materially affect their lives. All of these things have happened as a result of the Democratic Party showing their ass during this primary. I am shocked at how many people I have purposely tried to ignore instead of getting into social media fights with them. Blah, blah, yada, yada. Y'all know how that works. But during the course of this primary, I've seen a different side of these people. You see them completely blind to the hypocrisy they have in certain issues. And I'm purposely trying to calm down as I'm saying this. And don't bet on that being the way that I finish this podcast. But anyway, I have just had my eyes opened during the course of this primary. I've seen all types of ridiculous shit that I never thought I would see on our side. On the liberal side, on the progressive side, on the Democratic side, with people purposely overlooking serious issues because it negatively affects their candidate, namely Hillary Clinton, acting like it's okay to give Wall Street speeches because technically it's not illegal for her to do it. So, you know, what are we making a big deal about? These are people who would never make the same type of excuses if this were Donald Trump giving, you know, speech after speech after speech for hundreds of thousands of dollars a pop on Wall Street. It would never be something that they would excuse. That would be one of the main talking points, one of the main criticisms of the GOP candidate. Look at all these Wall Street speeches. Of course he's bought by Wall Street. But since it's Hillary Clinton, technically it's not illegal. So what are you fussing about? Why do you care about Wall Street speeches? Nobody cares about that. No, honey, you don't care about that because it's your candidate in the hot seat. And I have seen liberals and progressives argue for the most ridiculous things, argue that you can't say anything bad about Israel, that the Palestinians really don't matter because they're a bunch of terrorists. These are liberals, progressives, who, when they're trying to win an argument against why Hillary Clinton has baggage and why she may not be trusted, when they're trying to win an argument against a Sanders supporter, these words come out of their mouths. That could have been said by a Republican. Palestinians don't matter, or Palestinians are all terrorists, or Palestinians keep bombing Israel so they have a right to do whatever. No, that's not a liberal position. That's not it shouldn't be a progressive position to not give a shit about an entire group of people. We don't do that. Liberals don't do that. Progressives don't do that. We don't just ignore an entire f-ing group of people just because it's inconvenient for us or just because it's inconvenient to our political candidates. Republicans do that shit. We don't. Or we're not supposed to, or we haven't in the past. I don't know what changed during this Democratic primary, but something has changed and my eyes have been open. And you have long-time Democrats, people who have never voted for anybody other than the Democrat, looking at this party, this establishment, like, y'all must be crazy. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Where did all of this hypocrisy come from? Why all of a sudden are you changing your political beliefs because you want Hillary Clinton to win? When did that become a thing? Apparently during this primary. That's a thing now. People are arguing for fracking because Hillary Clinton sort of supported it or supported it per state or whatever. And they don't want to be seen as criticizing her, or they don't want to be seen on the other side of her, or because she has that position, all of a sudden now they do. And this was, you know, my huge bugaboo. People were arguing that independents don't matter, shouldn't matter, and shouldn't be allowed to vote in the Democratic primary because who gives a f**k about what they have to say about anything? That to me right there, for me, and for a lot of Democrats, was absolutely unacceptable. I view that as absolutely unacceptable because your problem is you're going to run into these people in November. And hopefully before then you figured out how to reach out to these people. And they're going to remember that you didn't give a f**k about their vote during your primary. You wanted to purposely make them sit their asses at home and not have a say in who your nominee should be. I mean, there are people seriously arguing for this. No, we need to keep independents from voting in our primaries. We need to keep all primaries closed. We don't have to worry about what they have to say because, you know, they could be trying to wreak havoc in our primary. So f**k them. F**k them. F**k them. Okay, that's the attitude that I absolutely refuse to accept. I refuse to accept that because all people vote in November. All people vote in November. And when you have people who feel like you didn't give a damn about what they had to say when you were picking your candidate, but now all of a sudden you want them to run to the polls and support the person that you chose, that you didn't even want them to have a say in choosing. So you went out and chose who you wanted to choose and told them to sit down and shut the f*** up. But now they're supposed to go out of their way and bend over backwards and to support the candidate that you didn't even want them to have a say in choosing. Child, I cannot with y'all asses. I mean, I am over the type of ridiculousness I have seen in this primary. I mean, to me, and a lot of people say, oh, this is nothing. This is 2008 was so much worse. No, it wasn't. Because in 2008, we weren't arguing over how the system was set up. We weren't arguing in the way that we are now. We have very serious divisions, very serious cracks in the Democratic Party on the Democratic side, because a lot of us see the mainstream, the establishment bending over backwards and going out of their way to protect and promote what they've always done, to protect and promote their proximity to big money, their holding hands with Wall Street. Back in 2008, nobody paid attention, or at least I didn't, nobody paid attention to how much money Barack Obama was also raising from Wall Street, okay? Nobody cared about that. It wasn't important enough to register. I'll put it like that. I probably heard something about it, but it wasn't important enough to register in my list of criticism, okay? It would not have been something that I would have pointed to and said, see there, look at Barack Obama, he's getting on. No. And so because they were essentially Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton arguing with each other instead of arguing over how the system is set up, the 2008 primary is nowhere near to me as divisive as this primary right here. Because again, you have Democrats moving over to the side of ridiculous things. You know, move your over to the ridiculous column because you're trying to protect Hillary Clinton. You're trying to cape for her. You're trying to apologize for her. You're trying to dismiss things that are super important, things that you used to agree with. You no longer feel that way anymore because it's not the position of your candidate. And what I am saying is, and what a lot of disillusioned Democrats or disappointed progressives or disgusted progressives are saying is that it is important where we stand. It's important that we understand the infrastructure of the systems that we are pushing for, the systems we are protecting, the systems we are making excuses for. It's important that we understand that. Instead of acting like, well, it's not 2008, so people will come together. I don't know. Honey, I don't know about that. I mean, I've never felt this type of, and I don't even know if I can call it disappointment, because you would actually have to expect more from people in order to be disappointed. I expect politicians to be politicians. Like, that's not, I'm not disappointed with that. I'm disappointed with the type, or my eyes have been opened about the type of people who support Hillary Clinton and the type of people who want to ensure a Clinton presidency instead of stepping back and being a little bit more objective. And that also includes the media. I have been amazed at how many people who I used to listen to on a daily basis. I mean, every time they would come on TV, I would make an effort to try to DVR whatever show they were on so I can go back and watch it, because, ooh, such and such is going to be on this show. Ooh, it's going to be good. Or she's going to do this, or she's going to do that. Or he's such an important voice on the Democratic side and blah, blah, yada, yada. And those people are absolutely ridiculous now. I find them to be purposely looking the other way on a lot of things and reporting things that have later turned out not to be true, like the chair throwing. People were throwing chairs on the stage and people were doing this. Oh, it was such chaos. Oh, it was such violence. And then you look at the video and none of that. You don't see any of that. You see a bunch of people booing and their thumbs, putting their thumbs down and booing. And I'm talking about the Nevada Democratic Convention, where all of this bullshit allegedly happened and nobody's reporting about the bullshit. They're reporting about the fake violence, the fake chair throwing, the delusional hallucinations from people who were not there. Yeah, and you step back and you wonder, like, wait a minute, these people would be very, very astute, very specific, very detailed in their reporting of anything else. So why is it all of a sudden that you're passing on third, fourth, fifth hand, quote, information about, quote, violence at a Nevada caucus that you didn't even attend, that you didn't cover, that you have no idea of what actually happened? Why is it that all of a sudden your reporting would get shoddy as fuck when it comes to this issue? Is it because any other narrative would be a conflict in what you already believe? Is that it? Is that the reason why your fucking reporting was so fucking shoddy? And I ain't gonna name no names. Y'all know who those motherfuckers are. You've seen this over the course of the week following the Nevada convention, of what these people did and how they acted a damn fool with no evidence. These are people who would go out, again, who would go out of their way, who normally are very detailed in what they report, purposely not reporting the details of why the f***ing Nevada convention turned into a mess to begin with. That makes you little more than a gossip columnist or an entertainment reporter. You're just reporting what somebody said, somebody heard, somebody said. And then you're trying to use that to point to how Sanders is a hindrance, how Sanders should get his people in line, how Sanders should do X, Y, and Z. These are grown-ass people. And yes, I will use that term, and I will not be afraid to use that term, because these are grown-ass people. Bernie Sanders is not their daddy. I heard Nina Turner say this to one of those types of reporters I'm talking about. Bernie Sanders doesn't own us, okay? So if you are looking for him to decree something and then think that every one of us is going to go marching like sheep right behind every single thing that he says, then I'm sorry, you have a childish and immature view of who we are as Bernie Sanders supporters. We gravitated towards him. He didn't talk us into anything. And maybe this is the foundation of what you don't understand about people who support Bernie Sanders and who are still supporting Bernie Sanders, even though you keep trying to convince all of us that he has no chance of winning, because you don't understand the foundation of our support for that man. You keep acting as if this is a regular race, this is a regular primary, and that people are just gonna fall in line because that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it'll always be. As long as you have that narrative playing over and over in your head and you don't want to let it go, the more you won't understand, the more it won't make sense to you why people are still supporting Bernie Sanders. And I guess the more at odds we will find ourselves on each side, because if you continue, and again, if I ain't talking to you, then I ain't talking to you. If this doesn't fit you, then I ain't talking to you. But there are a lot of people, particularly in the media, who seem who operate as if they have a vested interest in Hillary Clinton becoming president. That's the narrative. That's what they want to believe. That's the psychic prediction, and they need it to be true. And anything else that fits outside of their narrative, they're simply going to ignore. They are simply going to ignore, like they ignored why people were so angry at the Nevada convention. They completely ignored that. I don't ever remember seeing any footage out of all of those people who posted footage online about what happened. I don't ever remember seeing any television network show the footage of Roberta Lange, the head of the Nevada convention, or whoever was over that. She's up there taking false voice votes, pushing things through, and the people stood up and started to voice their opinions. We saw none of that on cable TV. None of it. I ain't see one report. Now, if there was some report that I missed, honey, you only showed it once because I sure didn't see it. I didn't see it. It was violence, 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 and chair throwing with absolutely no video evidence of any of that actually happening. And then on top of that, my main point is how people ignore what they don't want to deal with when it puts them at odds with their candidate. You don't want to talk about how Bernie Sanders supporters may have had a right to feel the way that they felt, because that is not part of the narrative that says that Clinton is going to win and that Bernie Sanders should drop out of the race. And so you completely ignore everything that falls outside of that narrative, which includes people giving fake voice votes, okay? And pushing through things that make no sense, okay? And ignoring reports that are super important to the process of how things happen and how things shake out. It's just, And then when it comes to the media doing its job and being dependent on your progressives, your liberals in the media, doing a detailed analysis of what actually happened, you have those motherfuckers looking the other way and grabbing a hold of this one-sided ass narrative because it fits what they've been told to believe about the nature of this race, the current form of this race, where it is right now. Bernie Sanders is gonna lose, so who gives a fuck that their supporters are legitimately angry? They wanna report the scandal, the alleged violence, the alleged chair throwing with zero evidence. Your liberals, the people that you were down with before this whole primary, the people who would go and research and get information and present the other view, not only the other view, but the facts. Nobody's asking you to kiss Bernie Sanders' ass by correctly reporting what happened. Nobody's asking you to do that. And that seems to be the chip on their shoulder. You support Hillary Clinton, you're a progressive or a liberal, or you have liberal leanings, and you work in the field of the media. Your boss is the corporate media. And when a Bernie Sanders supporter asks you to report what actually happened, how it became a ruckus and loud to begin with, your point or your comeback or your retort to win the argument is that, oh, you just want me to report what you want me to report. That is the most asinine way to view why people were upset and wanting you to report both sides of the story. We're not asking you to kiss Bernie Sanders' ass. We're asking you to be accurate in your reporting. And if you can't do that, then maybe you need to go sit your ass down. Get out of your feelings and go sit your ass down for a minute. And maybe when you come back, you will be calm enough to actually do investigative reports about what happened. Back in a moment.
WhisperWatch.com. Republicans throw temper tantrums and take an uncompromising view in order to manipulate the Democrats' behavior. Follow the Twitter account at WhisperWatch for more information. If the math will show a Clinton victory, why the hell are they so desperate for Sanders to drop out? Follow the Twitter account at WhisperWatch for more information. I am over being satisfied with the political ideology of incrementalism. You all can keep fat shit for real. Follow the Twitter account at WhisperWatch for more information.
Look beyond the legal formalities of an election in measuring a community on the power scale to see if the ballot is really free. If the citizens can vote only the way they're told, a community approaches despotism. Communities which concentrate decision-making in a few hands rate low on a power scale and are moving towards despotism.
Welcome back. I just also wanted to touch on this issue of how people respond, how your own fellow progressives and liberals respond to when you say that you have serious problems with the Democratic establishment. I was reading online how Sean King was just pissed off enough to leave the Democratic Party, and he gave his opinion about why that was. It's very thought out, very specific, and it should have been a warning sign to people who want Hillary Clinton to have as many supporters in November as possible for your candidate. But the response to him from liberals and Democrats was basically, "F you. You, we don't need you. We don't care about what you do. Your opinion doesn't matter to us." Now, these are supposed to be big tent Democrats, basically saying, if you disagree with us and you don't want to support the candidate that we choose, then we don't care whether or not you support us. We don't want you in our big tent. We don't care. Your opinion doesn't matter. You can be telling us some really serious things and we don't give a f**k. That's the response that he got. And again, that's part of the problem of what I was saying earlier, that is part of the problem. You can have your opinion, that is fine, but when somebody disagrees with you, your opinion all of a sudden becomes fact, and then you respond to them as if they are ignoring the fact instead of you. When people say they are disappointed enough in the money and the corruption and the way the system has been set up in order to ensure a Hillary Clinton nomination, they may have serious reasons for feeling that way. But the response, in my opinion, should not be, "F you. Your vote doesn't matter. We don't care. We don't need you anyway." Yes, you do. Like I said before, Hillary Clinton already is tied in the goddamn polls with Donald Trump. You need everybody that you can possibly put your goddamn hands on to make sure that they vote for your candidate. It matters that Sean King or any other Democrat is considering leaving your f***ing party. That matters whether you want it to matter or not. You don't tell a person who's seriously considering becoming an independent or not voting for the candidate that you are supporting, you don't tell them it doesn't matter that they don't support your candidate. When the polls are this close already, it matters. It matters. And so long as you keep looking for people to make excuses for why the polls are so close, to make excuses for this and make excuses for that and say it doesn't matter that she's giving speeches to Wall Street, it doesn't matter what her financial entanglements are with the Clinton Foundation, it doesn't matter what she did in Honduras, it doesn't matter what she did or didn't do in Libya, as long as you keep continuing to push off these very serious problems. And again, I know I'm just touching the iceberg. Those are just four things that the Republicans will exploit all the way to November. As long as our side continues to ignore those serious problems and continues to push for the candidate with the highest negatives, the worse it'll be, because Republicans don't care, honey. You have an incredible misunderstanding of the willingness of Republicans to look the other way when it's their candidate doing dastardly things. If you think Republicans are going to be so repulsed that they're not going to show up and vote for Trump over Hillary Clinton, I don't know what to say to you. They're going to do what they need to do to win, because they don't want Bill Clinton back in that White House under any circumstances, under any other reason. No, they don't want him or her in that White House. So in essence, it doesn't matter whether or not the Republican nominee is Donald Trump, or whether it would have been Jeb Bush, or whether it would have been Ted Cruz or whoever. They were going to eventually support whoever the nominee was, especially if the Democratic nominee is Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders is a problem for them because Donald Trump is the perfect opponent for Bernie Sanders, who is anti-big money in politics. He doesn't want Wall Street to be able to buy congressmen the way Donald Trump apparently has been able to over the years. Donald Trump does not know how to run against Bernie Sanders other than to try to accuse him of being a socialist in a socialist country. This is a socialist country, okay? Every time you have to call the f***ing police, you don't have to pay a fee for that. You don't have to have your credit card charged for them to come out to your house. Every time you call the fire department, you don't have to have your credit card charged to have them to come out to put the fire out. What do you think that is? Every time you drive on a highway to work, who do you think paid for those roads? Not a private company. All the bridges and all the dams and all of this infrastructure that allows you to conduct business. That's socialism. That's socialism. What do you think that is? So if they try to make that argument against a potential Bernie Sanders as the nominee, all he has to do is point out all the things that y'all enjoy every single day. And not only that, he can also make a more effective argument against the corrupting influences of Wall Street than Donald Trump, the billionaire, can. Bernie Sanders is the authentic thing. He's authentic. Donald Trump is the fake. Donald Trump is the counterfeit product. And so he will essentially become, if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, Donald Trump would be the perfect foil for him. He'd be the perfect person to run against. And he would be the perfect person to put up against a Donald Trump. But y'all don't want that. Y'all want Hillary Rodham Clinton with all of her baggage, all of her flip-flopping, all of her financial entanglements, all of these investigations, all of this blindness, all of this stuff. I don't understand it. And I specifically don't understand it from people who voted for Barack Obama in 2008. Now, you passed her up once to vote for a two-term senator with none of the resume that she had even back then. You passed her up once to vote for Barack Obama. Why in the world would you go back and vote for somebody you already didn't vote for the first time? That to me shows me that there's something different about this race. I don't understand your logic. If you looked at her sideways and gave her the side eye the first time, why would you vote for her this time when you have a real viable candidate who has none of the baggage she has and who has a clear, precise set of ideas and policies that he wants to push for this country, to bring this country in line with the rhetoric we claim, okay? Yes, we're a democracy and we welcome all people and blah, blah, yada, yada, whatever. Why wouldn't you want to vote for that candidate? You would rather support some candidate you didn't vote for the last time instead of Bernie Sanders. And a lot of these people I'm talking to right now, unfortunately, are Black folk. There are people who couldn't stand Hillary Clinton in 2008 who are falling all over themselves to support her this time. I'm like, okay, you don't remember all of that little stuff, that little tiff, that little back and forth between her and Barack Obama? Well, I don't care. Well, you know, he made her a Secretary of State, so he must have forgave her. Okay, then, he forgave her. Does that mean you have to forget everything that f***ing happened? Her comparing him to George W., essentially saying we can't have another inexperienced person in office. Her supporting him or lauding John McCain over him. Her mocking his campaign and talking about the sky will open up and all will be right with the world. Yes, I remember all of that. All of it. Now, if y'all asses gonna choose to forget, you could do what you want. You grown. But that doesn't mean everybody has to agree with you. And when I try to hold you accountable or try to force you to be consistent in some type of way, the response is always, well, you're just a sore loser or you're just immature or childish or something. See, this is my problem. I don't give a f- what you think I am. I don't give a f- if you think I'm childish. I don't give a f- if you think I'm a sore loser, because that doesn't matter. I'm trying to get you to understand that you have very serious issues and your response is a personal attack on Bernie Sanders supporters. And I'm over that. I don't give a f- what you think about who I am personally. That means nothing in the grand scheme of this shit, okay? It is unimportant to a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters, and it should be unimportant to you. You can't effectively argue the fact, and so you make a personal attack on the person who's actually making the point that you need to be paying attention to. But yeah, I mean, I just don't. I am so interested in seeing how the rest of this race plays out on the Democratic side. I am interested in seeing how people are gonna make excuses for any time Clinton falters in her response against Trump. I'm gonna be interested in seeing how the media treats these two candidates, whether or not they give them both equal time or whether they're gonna be Trump TV all day, every day. I'm interested in seeing how Trump is gonna run against Hillary Clinton if Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination. And I'm gonna be interested in seeing whether or not progressives wake the f*** up and prepare for this train that seems to be coming down the road right at them, or if they're going to continue to act like it doesn't exist. Meanwhile, states are still voting. The Democratic primary is still going on. People in California and New Jersey, North and South Dakota, New Mexico, all of those people still have yet to vote. So we're going to see what their opinions are, see if they become spooked enough by the closeness of these Trump and Clinton polls to actually vote for the better candidate, or whether or not they bought into this media narrative that Hillary Clinton is inevitable, therefore you don't need to vote, or you don't need to, quote, throw your vote away by voting for Bernie Sanders. So let me see how this all turns out. I guess I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free and only takes a few seconds. Whisper will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.